Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is November 19th, 2020, and this is what's happening. Well, COVID lockdowns are back in court, which is appropriate, right? I mean, who better to be on the forefront deciding national policy of a global pandemic than nine government lawyers? Well, but New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an executive order limiting in-person attendance at houses of worship to 10 or 25 people, depending upon your area's COVID rates. Now, a Roman Catholic diocese in Brooklyn and a group of Orthodox synagogues in New York are now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to block Cuomo's order. Now, the problem is not so much in the lockdown. We all get that to a certain degree, right? The legal problem is in who you allow to be exempt from the law. I mean, what businesses do you deem essential and what businesses do you deem not quite so essential? Hospitals? Clearly hospitals, right? Grocery stores? Gotta eat. You gotta eat three times a day, maybe four. You gotta eat. Hardware stores? Well, if you're stuck at home and the toilet is overflowing, you need to find supplies somewhere. But a church service, is that essential? And who gets to make the call that it's not? You see, we have this pesky little thing called the First Amendment that guarantees free exercise of religion. All right, by the way, now I am embarrassed to say this, but I hire someone to come to my house to pick up dog crap. I don't want to tell you how much I pay for this service. The fact that I pay someone else to drive over to my house to do this is embarrassing enough. But do you know what I learned during the recent lockdowns? That picking up dog crap is essential. That's right. They were allowed to continue. And then it hit me. Wait a second. I was staying home. I had a career less essential than picking up dog crap. Talk about a hit to the ego. Well, this case could test the new court. A few months ago, similar cases reached the court, and the court shot them all down. The thought was this is a global pandemic, and we are lawyers, right? To my knowledge, none of the justices fast-tracked med school during this pandemic, so I am not sure what changed this time around. Oh, wait a second. I know what's changed. That's right. We have a new justice. Now, Amy Coney Barrett is on the court, so there might be enough votes to go the other way. Well, that's our update for November 19th, 2020.